My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome back into Tomorrow from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. This IFA special, by the way, brought to you in part by Leandrino, currency management as a service for organizations with strong brands. Visit leandrino.com. And by Jabra, your engineered for purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit jabra.com for lots more. As one of the world's largest domain registries, our next guest powers Internet Domain Registry, managed DNS, and mobile web services, among other things. But right now we're going to talk to him about some really unique opportunities to help protect you from counterfeit devices, mayhaps. The CTO of Afilius Technologies is Ronan Kremen. Ronan, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Dave. Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program. What brings you to IFA this year?
We're here at IFA to talk about counterfeit mobile devices. It's a kind of an unknown problem that's been getting bigger every single year, and people are entirely unaware about it. So we're here to provide a solution to that problem.
And you're saying it gets bigger every year, which one would hope that there's some sort of control, that somebody in law enforcement globally is attacking these problems, and I'm sure they are, but it's still growing, and it is getting out of control.
It's beginning to be noticed by law enforcement and regulators, mobile regulators around the world, but it's still mostly under the cover. It's kind of behind the scenes, not something that really people are aware of as a first-hand problem just yet.
And for example, a regular consumer like myself, how might we be taken with a counterfeit item, number one, and then let's get into how do we then learn about it?
So what will happen typically is somebody will get they'll see on Craigslist or something an ad for a phone. It's an unwanted upgrade, unwanted gift, or something like that.
Yeah.
It'll be an iPhone.
It sounds believable. It's like, okay, or I'm an Android user and I got an iPhone. I don't use iPhone. I want
like
to sell
iOS.
It.
Didn't like iOS. So, I'm getting rid of this iPhone. Don't want it anymore. €600 for an iPhone 10. Yeah. That's a bargain, right?
Yeah.
So the person will buy the phone, and at that point, they'll be buying something like this.
And it's like, it looks legit. My gosh, it's got the iPhone on it. It's got the Apple logo. I mean, one would think, all right, it seems legit, but it's
all
not.
The regulatory information in the back.
Oh,
but even the fine details, the camera's not going to see this, but there's a little bit of embossing on the package there. And then when you go to open it, you got that classic Apple kind of just snug fit.
Yeah,
that's just
the
perfect.
Vacuum packed almost.
Vacuum packed. It's just like that on the fake device too. So we'll open it up. Designed by Apple in California. Everything's there as you'd expect. We're going to open up this. You get your little kind of welcome starter.
Yeah, so far it's like, wow, this perfect. Is of course from Apple.
SIM key to get your SIM out of the slot.
Yeah.
So that's a getting started guide. Before we look at the device, I'm going to show you quickly the packaging.
Okay.
The unwitting consumer would have no idea at this point that this is fake. You've got your perfect little Apple headphones, your charger, the little cable, everything present and functional as you'd expect.
And you're telling me this is a fake phone.
This is an entirely fake phone. Apple had nothing to do with this device. It says designed by Apple California, which I guess
technically
is true.
And all the packaging and everything looks just like Apple.
Right, but it wasn't made by Apple. So the device is perfect size and shape. At the back, you've got your two cameras and the flash, the Apple logo, iPhone, volume, all the buttons that you expect. On the bottom, you've got your lightning charger. Everything's perfect. If we now turn it on, let's swipe up little battery warning. Let's swipe up to unlock. And what you see there is a perfect iPhone home screen.
Yeah.
There's not a single thing wrong with this.
Looks like anybody else's iPhone, right?
But this phone is entirely fake, and what you're seeing here is not even iOS. This is Android, made to look like iOS.
This is Android operating system on a fake iPhone.
On a fake iPhone. There's nothing to do with Apple here whatsoever.
Yeah.
You see there, there's an app store. That app store is full of fake apps that do all the things that you'd expect. So WhatsApp's in there, Facebook is in there, all fake.
So one would start trying to use these apps.
And they will work.
They will work to some extent, but in the background, right, some nasty stuff going on, right?
We've done security audits of these phones, and what we found that about 2 weeks after you buy them, things start to happen.
Oh, boy. Not good things.
So they wait till you're comfortable. You get your app set up, your banking app, your Facebook. They wait till you're settled in, lots of data on there. Then things start to happen. It'll start to reach out to command and control servers. What are my instructions? What am I supposed to do? So if you activate this on your home Wi-Fi network and you've got maybe a family archive of pictures on a drive somewhere, that will be encrypted and wrapped up and sold back to you.
Oh, yeah. It's like if you want this stuff for real, you're going to pay money to get it.
Right.
Your banking info, whatever, your family pictures.
It'll be sold back to you.
Oh.
So essentially every form of malware ever seen is on this device from the get-go, but it waits before activating because it'd be too obvious if it activated straight away.
Yeah. Now, how does someone who might not realize, maybe it's their first smartphone, and they don't realize that these are Android apps on this alleged Apple phone, how would they know that it's fake?
They may eventually notice because the performance isn't quite as good, the battery life won't be quite as good. It looks like a good phone, it's not really that great of a phone, but it might take a long time to notice, and by the time you do, you're in trouble.
Wow.
So from a consumer safety point of view, from a consumer harm point of view, these things are lethal. That device cost $80 shipped, as opposed to $1,400 or whatever the device costs. So somebody's going to think they got a bargain, but they're getting more than they bargained for, actually.
If there's ever an appropriate, if it's too good to be true kind of scenario, this is exactly a great example.
So what happens is people buy a box of, say, 50 of these, ship them to New York or wherever the local place is, sell them on Craigslist as unwanted upgrades.
And again, with what sounds like a very believable story.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us would say, oh, I get it. I understand. You don't want it. You don't need it. Or it's grandma doesn't want a smartphone. Okay, I got to sell it.
And if you set the price high enough, it's believable. I mean, if you sell it for $100, nobody will believe you.
Right.
If it's $600.
$600, right. It's like, I've really just got to get rid of it. Yeah. Grandma doesn't want it.
So our point is that somebody, at some point is going to buy one of these if it hasn't happened already.
Yeah.
And if you walk into work on Monday morning with this device full of malware and your corporate network is hit, if you're in the army, same thing. You do not want to be doing anything that's important on these devices or let them touch anything that you care for.
So what do we do? As a consumer, how do we deal with this?
What we do with our product is we have a library that you embed in apps that lets the app know if the device it's running on is real or fake. So, for example, a banking app, you do not want a banking app running on this device because it's not safe.
Yeah.
So we will let the banking app know if the device is real or fake, and then it can decide what to do. It can say, listen, Dave, for your protection and for our protection, we're not going to let you go ahead and log in because it's not safe.
It sounds like it's sort of like trying to download an app that's not legitimately from Apple App Store or the Android Play Store because you're actually in there saying, no, this is not a legit device. And how do you know that?
We know because we have full details of 65,000 different models of phone. We add 50 new models every single day. That's how many new models are announced every single day.
Yeah.
We add 50 every day. We know what they should be. So we know what the hardware should be, the screen should be, the camera should be, and if anything is different, we'll spot it and we'll say, this does not look right.
Wow. Well, Ronan, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us and awesome but necessary education about this.
Pleasure,
too.
Dave.
Our pleasure, too. DeviceAssure.com is where you want to go for more about what Ronan and his team are up to on a regular basis. Again, DeviceAssure.com. We'll get you there when you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Much more from Berlin, Germany and IFA as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.